Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robin.
And Maura with the Catchword Podcast.
At Qlips. And as you know, each and every week we take one word or expression, phrase, something like that, and we break it down. And we talk about its various meanings.
Exactly.
And today, there's a very special word that we have is...
Wave.
Wave. Now, what's a wave?
Well, right now I'm saying hello to you and I'm waving, but you can't see me. So I'll explain it, which means that my hand is moving back and forth. It's opened and it's saying hello or goodbye.
So it's moving side to side, back and forth. You could be moving it up and down too. And in that sense, it's like those things that we find in the ocean, in the sea, in the water.
So waves are also part of lakes or oceans. Right. How would you describe a wave in the ocean?
Well, sometimes if the water is flat, there are no waves. But whenever you have those, like I said, those little bumps, those things are called waves. And there's a very popular sport that we use these things for. And, and what is that sport? Can you guess?
I believe it is surfing.
Surfing, that's it.
So in Canada, we don't get really big waves for surfing. It's more like Australia or Hawaii where people use the waves.
Tahiti.
We can also use wave when we're thinking about sports. Because if you go to watch a big game in a stadium where you have a lot of people, you can do this thing called the wave.
The wave. Mm-hmm. It's the wave.
Yes, not a wave, the wave, or the wave.
Okay, definitely. And when you're doing this, what happens is you have a bunch of people, a group of people, and usually there's one person encouraging them all to stand up and throw their hands in the air.
Right.
And then they sit right back down.
Right, and then people beside them stand up and do the same thing. And it goes all the way around and looks like a wave.
All the way around the stadium. That's the wave, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of a cheer, right? To encourage your team.
And when people are doing this, I think everyone's pretty much on the same wavelength.
Yes, exactly. So a wavelength is like when people are thinking the same way or, yeah, looking at something in the same way.
So we were on the same wavelength, so we decided to work on this project.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, if we think about all of us with Qlips, we were all interested in it. We all wanted to do the same kind of thing. We were on the same wavelength.
And we still are.
So. Yes.
Okay. That's important for you to know.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Make waves.
Yes. Well, what happens when you make waves?
Well, the image, I guess, would be if I dropped a stone into some water that isn't moving.
Right.
It's going to make some waves.
Right, so it changes the water and does something different. Right, so we can apply this to anything where someone makes a change, right?
This new invention I came up with, this time machine, is going to make some serious waves.
Right. Did you come up with a time machine?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I did. I'm working on the patent right as we speak.
All right. Well, we'll finish up there then so Robin can go work on his patent.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you for joining us once again at Catchword. And we're looking forward to seeing you again next week.
And as we're saying goodbye, we're waving.
We're waving. So take care, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Bye.